Happy Tuesday or Thursday or whatever day you're listening to me. Happy day, everyone. Welcome to Superhero Deep Dive. I am your host, Jason. I have a great show scheduled for you, or set up for you, however you want to pronounce it, because apparently I don't know how. I have a couple of quick announcements to make before I get into it, and this is aside from the normal disclaimer. So let me get my disclaimers out, then I'll get the announcement, and we'll get into the show. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero that we're talking about. Sometimes I leave stuff out because things may be developing still, or it may be a random story that kind of takes a character in a different direction that doesn't give you a good background, and it may end up throwing you off. You know, I try to include what I can that I feel is pertinent. If there are any kind of things I need to add in, if there's any trivia, if there's any questions, comments, critiques, requests for new episodes, I am all about it. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive and use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can catch me on YouTube. I post new videos every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. So you can comment, like, subscribe, help me grow the channel. If I get to 500 subscribers, I will do a giveaway, and I have a great giveaway planned. I'm just waiting to pull the trigger on it. Also, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. And you can always catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio, which is www.un-con-ventional.com/radio. Okay, so disclaimers are done. Announcements. Today is, I am recording this on Monday, May 16th, 2022. I was supposed to be a part of a live show in Bowling Green, Kentucky, this Saturday, May 21st, 2022, one of our team with the Talk Nerdy To Me Network, one of our team had a family emergency, like a big family emergency. They're okay, but there's stuff that they need to handle, which is fully respectful. And for privacy's sake, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But we did have to postpone the show. We had to cancel the May 21st. And we're going to try to do it sometime in July, hopefully. But we are going to reschedule the show. So if you already have tickets, hold on to it. I'm sure they'll still be honored. If you need a refund, I'm sure you can call and we can get that taken care of for you. Whatever needs to be done, we can get it done for you. If you are looking to meet me, I am so sorry, but I will be there to the best of my ability. You know, when we start getting dates nailed down, I'll make sure I have mine blacked out for it. You know, so I can make the trip, because I was gonna drive 7.5 hours to do this live show, because it was gonna be awesome. There were gonna be lots of great stories, good memories, and good times. So, we do love all of our fans, some more than others, but we do love you all to an extent, and we will be there as soon as we can. Okay, so this week, now that all that stuff is done, this week I am covering the spoiler. So, spoiler alert, it's the spoiler. That's Stephanie Brown in the DC Universe. She is actually the daughter of the criminal called Clue Master. The character originated as the amateur crime fighter named The Spoiler. Later, she briefly became the fourth Robin and the fourth Batgirl. She's also served as the love interest or girlfriend of the third Robin, Tim Drake. And she was the star of her own ongoing Batgirl comic. And then DC relaunched all their titles as a New 52. And the character returned to the Spoiler identity in Batman Eternal, completely resetting her to the beginning of her crime-fighting career. But she is also known to be the only character to have been both Robin and Batgirl in the mainstream continuity. So, that's pretty awesome. Stephanie Brown was introduced in a 3-issue story arc in Detective Comics, where the writer reinvented a villain called the Clue Master. Chuck Dixon that did it. So Dixon created the Clue Master's daughter, Stephanie, as simply a plot device for the story. She was going to spoil her father's plan, so she called herself the Spoiler. You know, like, there was no real rhyme or reason. She was just going to help keep the story going. That's all it was. Like, she was going to be a nothing character. And that's important to remember. She was going to be a nothing character, okay? So even so, the character was well received by fans. The following year, Dixon launched the first ongoing Robin series and featured the Spoiler as a foil and love interest for Tim Drake. So kind of like his, Tim Drake's, Catwoman, you know, the Spoiler is that to what she is for Batman. The character was at the center of a high-profile teen pregnancy storyline in 1998, which caused Wizard Magazine to name Robin the best ongoing comic book of the year, which is pretty awesome because 1998, like the 90s, was an amazing decade. Like, that was an amazing time period for comics. There were lots of things going on in comics, and they were always kind of pushing the boundaries. So to be comic of the year, that's pretty awesome. So kudos for that. Let's see, what else do we got here? Okay, her death was let me see here. Well, she does die, so just so you know, because I already spoiled that. Okay, yeah. Stephanie remained an integral part of the Robin supporting cast for over a decade until her death in the 2004 crossover storyline Batman War Games. So she did die, but her death was revealed to have been faked in a 2008 story, and she became the eponymous lead. I don't know what that word is. She became the lead character in a 2009 Batgirl series written by Brian Miller. The title was canceled after 24 issues and replaced with a new Batgirl series starring Barbara Gordon as part of the New 52 relaunch. This has me wondering if they canceled it and relaunched it as Barbara Gordon because of the New 52, or because the book wasn't great. And I don't know, because I never read that book, so I don't know. Let me know in the comments if you know, because I'm lost on it, to be honest. And, you know, unfortunately, it is what it is. On that, okay, let's see, what else do we got here? All right. So, Stephanie Brown is the daughter of the Clue Master, one of Gotham City's third-rate criminals. Her father spent most of her childhood in jail or away from the family, and he claims to be rehabilitated upon his return to Gotham. But Stephanie becomes furious when she discovers that he is actually returning to crime, this time not leaving his trademark clues behind. She decides something needs to be done. So Clue Master is like the Wish version of Riddler. Yeah, kind of. Stephanie Brown tailors a costume for herself and call herself the Spoiler due to her attempts to spoil her father's plans. She learns where her father is hiding out, finds out his plans, and leaves clues so that the police and Batman can stop him. Tim Drake is Robin, tracks her down, and after a few brief confrontations, helps capture Clue Master. Although she initially wishes to kill her father, Batman convinces her to allow him to be arrested and rehabilitated. Each time Clue Master escapes or starts some new plan, Stephanie dons her costume again. Eventually, she decides she likes actually being a superhero, and she begins regular patrols as the Spoiler. This also brings her into regular contact with Robin, on whom she has a bit of a crush. At first, Robin thinks of her as a pest, but later comes to enjoy her company. He was dating Ariana Zerzhenko at the time. However, the two sometimes works as partners, and during a point in which Robin and Ariana were unable to see each other, he and Stephanie grew even closer. Robin soon realizes that his feelings for Stephanie have grown into something more, and after breaking up with Ariana, he begins dating Stephanie. See, he did it the right way. Unfortunately, because Robin needs to maintain the secrecy of Batman and his allies, Robin is unable to reveal his true identity to Spoiler. At first, she seems happy with this arrangement. Stephanie then finds out she is pregnant by an ex-boyfriend who had run from Gotham City after the earthquake depicted in Batman Cataclysm. Robin, under the alias Alvin Draper, takes Stephanie to Lamaze classes, and the two become even closer. Robin moves to Keystone City during the last few months of her pregnancy, but he returns to her when she is giving birth. With Robin's help, she is able to cope with placing her child up for adoption. Although a painful experience, she feels it is best to give her daughter a chance at a better life. So that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. You know, whatever. Okay. Soon after, Robin's father sends him away to boarding school, and the couple is forced into a long-distance relationship, made even more complicated by the fact that Stephanie still did not know his real name. During his time away, Robin befriends a girl named Star. One night after seeing her go into an alley with some suspicious-looking people, Robin decides to follow her in costume, and he runs into Stephanie, also on patrol, and she follows him as he tracks down Star to a gang meeting that erupts in a violent shootout. He saves Star, but Stephanie is convinced that he is cheating on her and refuses to see him afterwards. Shortly after this, Robin disappears from Gotham for several days because he is in Tibet on a secret mission. In his absence, Spoiler realizes that she still wants to be with him. Batman approaches Spoiler in order to try to discover Tim's whereabouts, and then offers to train her. He also tells her Robin's real name, and this betrayal by Batman drives a wedge between the two. Spoiler begins to train with Batman, Batgirl, and briefly, the Birds of Prey. So she is getting like top level training. Like, this is awesome. Stephanie and Tim, who she now knows as who he is, reconcile. Even after Batman, having decided that she was not crime fighter material, tells her to hang up her costume and have the Birds of Prey stop mentoring her. She still patrols secretly, in addition to going on occasional dates with Robin in their civilian identities. When the US government comes to Stephanie and her mother and tells her that Cluemaster has died while working for the Suicide Squad, Stephanie is shocked. She temporarily cuts off ties with Tim and goes on a vigilante rampage, hunting down the Riddler, her father's former associate, to try to get a better idea of who he had been with, or who had been in life, I'm sorry. Eventually, she makes peace with his memory, and she and Tim rekindle their relationship. See, all of this is like very natural, you know, like, she may not have had a good relationship with her father, but when she finds out he's died, she kind of goes on this rampage because there's anger there, and naturally so, you know, so she's got to deal with this. Like, they're writing this extremely well. Stephanie is later injured during Tim's battle with the occult hitman Johnny Warlock, breaking her leg. In a fit of rage, Tim apparently beats Warlock to death, though he would later be magically resurrected, which sends him into a deep, angry depression. He refuses to speak with Stephanie, whom he blames for him killing Warlock. Yeah, that's gonna happen too. Like, this is still really good writing. I'm absolutely loving this so far. So Stephanie Brown snaps Tim Drake out of his depression, just as his father, Jack Drake, discovers he is Robin. After Warlock's death, Tim's father orders him to hang up his cape, and Tim is forced to live a normal life for a time. One day after school, Stephanie attempts to surprise Tim with a visit, but as she arrives, however, she catches a female Darla Acquista, attempting to seduce him. Assuming that Tim is being unfaithful, she breaks off ties with Tim and angrily decides to put her attention elsewhere, creating a homemade Robin costume. Stephanie sneaks into the Batcave and demands that Batman train her as the new Robin. Wow. Batman reluctantly accepts her as a new Robin, puts her through several months of intensive training, and makes her a better costume with roughly the same design as Tim's. As Robin, she patrols with Batman, but he thinks she isn't skilled enough to replace him. Batman later fires her after she disobeys him in the field, which for Batman is like a cardinal sin. That's a big no-no. You don't question his authority, basically. In an effort to prove her worth to Batman, Stephanie steals one of his long-term plans for dealing with the entirety of Gotham's criminal underworld, arranging a meeting to bring them all together. Since this plan is predicated on the involvement of Matches Malone, who unbeknownst to her is a persona that Batman uses to infiltrate the underworld, it quickly spins out of control. The result is a citywide gang war in which Stephanie is captured by the Black Mask. She is tortured extensively by Black Mask to get information about Batman, as well as learning enough information to allow him to take control of Batman's plan and assume command of the gangs himself. Although she escapes and makes her way to a hospital, she is severely injured and supposedly dies in a hospital bed as Batman sits beside her. Batman later finds evidence that a vital medical treatment that could have saved Stephanie's life has been denied by Dr. Leslie Tompkins. When Batman confronts the doctor, Tompkins claims she willfully withheld such treatment to send a warning to any of Gotham's youths intending to follow Stephanie's example. Man, that's messed up. That's messed up right there, because that's your ethics gone out the window. Following her death, Stephanie Brown appears twice in the Batgirl series. The first time in Batgirl 62, Cassandra Cain meets her during a near-death experience. Then in Batgirl number 72 and 73, Cassandra is near death following a battle with Mad Dog, when Stephanie's ghost appears before her again and informs Cassandra of her true parentage and of Bloodhaven's destruction. During the Titan Z storyline, a glass case with Stephanie's spoiler costume, alongside cases of clothing representing Tim Drake's parents and Connor Kent, is in a room Deathstroke uses to torture Robin. Barbara Gordon uses photos of her autopsy to dissuade another young superheroine, Misfit, from using the name Batgirl. In Booster Gold number 5, Rip Hunter's chalkboard shows the phrase "No trophy equals Stephanie" written on it. In Gotham Underground, an unidentified female in a spoiler costume, later revealed to be Stephanie, is shown working for the Penguin. In the events following the resurrection of Ra's al Ghul, Robin follows the trail of a female thief called Violet. This leads to him to reunite with his friends. Ives? I-V-E-S? His friend Ives, during social service classes at St. Camilla's Cathedral. He also has random encounters with a blonde student in high school that trigger his memories of Stephanie. During his quest to find Violet, he is followed by a character dressed as Spoiler. This Spoiler reveals herself to Robin, trying to warn him that Violet led him to an ambush. Believing someone else to be dressing up as Spoiler, Robin falls into Violet's trap after Spoiler addresses him by his real name. So, bam, we have that happening too. Like, there's so much going on around this character. After escaping the ambush, Robin and Batman track down the woman in the bed to force her to stop imitating Stephanie. When confronted, she removes her mask and reveals that she is indeed Stephanie, with Leslie Tompkins having faked her death. Batman reveals his doubts about her death, leading him to not erect a memorial for her in the Batcave. Since her secret identity has been compromised, Leslie faked her death so villains could not use her against Batman as Black Mask had done. Living with Leslie in Africa under an alias, Stephanie had been performing volunteer work until an attack from a local witch hunting tribe prompted her to return to crime fighting and subsequently to Gotham. Because all roads lead to Gotham. Like, there's a couple of rules in the DC universe. You don't tug on Superman's cape, and all roads lead to Gotham, apparently. Stephanie reunites with her mother, enrolls in Tim's high school, and rejoins the Bat family. The Battley. I don't know. Bat family. I'll shut up. All right. Before being revealed to Batman and Robin, Stephanie works freelance for the Penguin and gets information that helps him in his gang wars. She abruptly stops aiding him, after which he loses the advantage and leaves Gotham. She sends Penguin a note apologizing for leaving him when he needed her the most. All right. So we're still in a lot of this stuff. Like, I mean, she's got so much going on, but it all just builds, which is amazing. During the Batman RIP storyline, Stephanie played a role in both ally and betrayer to Robin. Following Batman's disappearance and descent into madness, Robin attempts to balance his search for Bruce with his attempts to maintain control over Gotham's criminals. Tim asks that Stephanie help him locate Batman, but having anticipated his downfall, Batman has ordered Stephanie to hinder the investigation, believing that Tim needs to learn how to handle things on his own. Makes sense. I'll buy that. Yeah. Tim discovers the deception and pulls away from his relationship with Stephanie. Unbeknownst to Tim, Batman has also ordered Stephanie to make Robin a stronger hero by challenging him. So Stephanie hires the Scarab, an assassin she encountered while she was Robin, and after ordering the Scarab to use non-lethal methods, she begins working with Tim's enemy, the General, who eventually tries to kill her. Her martial arts skills were able to save her from getting shot in the head, and she is instead shot in the shoulder, escaping just in time to save Tim's life when the Scarab goes rogue. The General, now using the identity of Anarchy, which was a cool villain, decides to plunge Gotham into anarchy by starting a citywide gang war again. And Stephanie aids Robin in keeping order and defeating the General. Afterward, Robin reveals that he is aware that Stephanie had worked with the villains to help him become a better Robin under Batman's orders. He notes that her actions were successful, but her methods were questionable. No longer in love with Stephanie, Robin orders her to abandon the spoiler identity as he can no longer trust her. Whew! Okay, in Batman and the Outsiders, number 13, Batgirl recruits Spoiler and Vigilante to form a new network of heroes that will replace Batman, who is missing after the Batman RIP storyline. She's able to turn completely invisible while fighting the Vigilante, and though Fabian Nicieza, current writer of the Robin title at the time, said he knew nothing about it. However, in Gotham Gazette, Batman Alive, Nicieza incorporates the new ability, with Robin stating she stole the technology to make herself invisible. Okay, cool. It looks like they did something. They maybe got a little over anxious and then they covered it up. But they covered it up in a good way, because the Bat family is nothing if not technologically savvy. As I cannot speak today. Alright. So in Teen Titans number 66, Stephanie appeared as one of the potential candidates to help fill Miss Martian's vacant seat on the team's roster. She was drawn into a fight with Bombshell, who mocked her and accused her of being a coward. In the end, Robin revealed that Stephanie had not come to join the Titans, but instead to help him with his preparations to leave the team. So, it looks like maybe there was some trust being built back? Maybe? I don't know. In the Red Robin series, Stephanie and Dick Grayson, now the new Batman, following Bruce Wayne's apparent death, became concerned about Tim after Dick transfers the mantle of Robin from Tim to Damian Wayne. Furious, Tim Drake comes to believe that Bruce is still alive and goes in search of him under the guise of Red Robin. See, I don't quite get this. I think they could have done better, because they were like, you're taking the Robin mantle, so I'll just be Red Robin instead. Like, come on, dude. That's cheap. That's cheap. I mean, you know, maybe call him the Sparrow or something. You know, like give him a new name. Not just, I'm just going to put a color in front of it. Anyways. When Red Robin cuts off communication with the Bat family and the Teen Titans, Stephanie approaches Tim in his private base. This action, however, only infuriates Tim more. Kicking her in the chest after she sneaks up on him, he reiterates that he cannot trust her and orders her not to follow him on his mission, leading her to return to Gotham. But he secretly hoped she would. I don't know. All right. Let's see. Stephanie Brown graduates from high school off panel, is a student at Gotham University, and is still living with her mother. Let's see here. Cassandra Cain has apparently become disillusioned following Bruce Wayne's apparent death and gives Stephanie her Batgirl costume. After operating as the new Batgirl in Kane's costume, Stephanie is confronted by Barbara Gordon, who was notified of her activities by Dick Grayson, because Dick Grayson is a tattletale. Alright, Barbara tried to reason with Stephanie to get her to stop being a vigilante, as she still saw Stephanie as an impetuous youth, remembering her role in causing the citywide gang war and near-death experience at Black Mask's hands. They're just not going to let that go. She's forever going to be labeled the girl that started a citywide gang war. However, a new type of recreational drug is hitting the streets of Gotham, known as Thrill, which they discover was manufactured by the Scarecrow and Second Black Mask. Because why not have multiple black masks, right? Alright, and the two women need each other to stop the drug trade. Stephanie eventually confronts and defeats the Scarecrow, impressing Barbara and proving that she now has the maturity and the responsibility to face her fears and failures, and she will not start another gang war. Barbara decides to allow Stephanie to continue on as Batgirl. Barbara later takes a job as an assistant professor at Stephanie's school in order to continue to keep in contact with her. Alright. As Stephanie is taking steps to balance her double life as a college student and as a vigilante, Barbara makes a test run on Stephanie's new bat suit, which includes monitoring Stephanie's vital signs and allowing both women to communicate through wireless links. After some warm-up against minor criminals, Stephanie finds herself against Livewire, who causes a blackout in the city, but at least it's not a citywide gang war, while draining its power. Fortunately, Stephanie's costume is insulated, and she is able to overpower the villainess. Stephanie also develops an attraction to Gotham PD's newest young recruit, who just transferred from Coast City, Detective Nicholas St. Nick Gage, who is also attracted to her as Batgirl, because who isn't? Batgirl's awesome. Each Batgirl is awesome. However, this budding romance is complicated by Commissioner Gordon, who is trying to set the young detective up on a blind date with Barbara. So basically, the commissioner's like, I don't want you to have this Batgirl, I want you to have that Batgirl. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, the commissioner finds their mutual attraction unsettling, because despite the fact that Batgirl's identity is yet unknown to him, Gordon knows that the superheroine is still a teenager. Good job, Commissioner. Okay, good work. Her activities also have led her and Barbara into conflict with the new dynamic duo, Batman Dick Grayson and Robin Damian Wayne. However, even though Stephanie and Damian initially do not get along, he is intrigued by her motivations to be a vigilante. Whew. Okay, let's see here. Alright, while meeting a classmate, Francisco, Stephanie is left unconscious after being shot while trying to protect him from a group of kidnappers. Stephanie survives the gunshot wound and is later revealed that Francisco's real name is Fernando Garcia, the son of real estate mogul whose father's unethical business practices have led to him becoming a target. Because of Garcia's abduction, Stephanie and Barbara join forces with Batman and Robin, as some of the Gotham rogues are involved in the crime, including Roulette. After they rescue Garcia, Dick, after seeing Stephanie's fight with Roxy Rocket, because that's an awesome name, if you're a pro wrestler, but not a supervillain, although still not completely approving of her as Batgirl, realizes that she reminds him of Barbara when she was in the role. So he allows Barbara to continue training Stephanie. Alright, Stephanie also receives a new state-of-the-art transportation known as the Ricochet, based from Batman's Batcycle designs from Barbara. Alright. Let's see here. I'm going to skip around a little bit because we are getting into territory that is just starting to become a little redundant. Let's see here. In the first part of the Red Robin Batgirl crossover story Collision, Tim Drake returns to Gotham with proof that Bruce Wayne is not only still alive, but also lost in time. At the same time, immortal terrorist Ra's al Ghul begins his attack to destroy everything the Wayne family has built. In response to Tim's crippling his League of Assassins organization during his quest, Tim returns to the Batcave to seek the current Batman's aid, only to find Stephanie as Batgirl. After their confrontation, Stephanie and Tim reluctantly work together to protect Ra's al Ghul's possible targets. After saving Leslie Tompkins from the League, Tim attempts to rekindle his and Stephanie's old romance. She rejects these advantages because she is just not that type of girl. She rejects these advantages before Prudence, another member of Ra's al Ghul's men, interrupts them with her assignment to target the new Batgirl. Stephanie, however, bested the assassin in combat. Prudence subsequently reveals her true allegiance to Tim, which apparently overcomes her supposed loyalty to the Demon's Head. Okay. Let's see here. Stephanie would also show up against her mentor's nemesis, the Calculator, with his daughter Wendy Harris to rescue Barbara and Gotham itself after the villain injects nanites into the citizens and heroes of the city and controls them. In another storyline, Stephanie made a cameo appearance as a member of the assault team led by Dick Grayson to go against the new Black Mask. If you guys are hearing dogs in the background barking, I'm sorry, I'm home alone, and sometimes they go crazy over nothing. Okay, let's see here. She later appears alongside Batwoman and fellow teen superheroine Stargirl, Supergirl, and Lightning as part of an all-female team created by Wonder Woman to repel Professor Ivo's faux alien invasion of Washington, D.C. After Bruce Wayne's return, it is revealed the true reason Cassandra Cain handed over Batgirl mantle to Stephanie was that she was acting under her mentor's order in the event of his death or disappearance. So, yeah. Let me see here. Okay, yeah, I got one more set. Alright, around this time, during the lesson arc, Stephanie was forced to deal with a mysterious group known as the Order of the Scythe, who briefly framed her for murdering a student on her campus. During her final adventure as Batgirl, Stephanie confronts her father and is ensnared by a sample of Black Mercy. Stephanie experiences a number of future events, including a time-traveling adventure with Cassandra and Barbara, the Royal Flush Gang attacking her at her college graduation, and eventually training the new Batgirl, a girl named Nell. She ultimately breaks free from the Black Mercy and confides in Barbara that despite the wonderful things she experienced while in a fantasy world, she preferred to live in the here and now. Alright, so, and during the Convergence storyline, Stephanie, who still uses the Batgirl title, is chosen as the champion of her version of Gotham City and must fight other cities' champions if they are to survive. And that's kind of where I stopped from there because at that point you could see it, like she had such a great buildup and then they started kind of backpedaling. I personally love the fact that she went back as the spoiler for a while. Because I think it's important. I think it's important for her character. But let's get into her powers. Because we all need powers, right? Alright. So, like most of the Batman family, Stephanie Brown has no superhuman powers. She has been trained extensively by Batgirl, Batman, and the Birds of Prey in martial arts, acrobatics, strength training, interrogation, and detective skills. She carries a belt similar to that used by other Gotham vigilantes, containing a grappling hook, tracking devices, and various other crime-fighting paraphernalia. During Gotham Underground, the Penguin gave her an unknown device that allowed her to become completely invisible. According to Tim Drake, this ability was achieved through stolen technology. According to Batgirl writer Brian Q. Miller, the ability to become invisible has not been incorporated into Stephanie's Batgirl costume. Now, after Stephanie took on the Batgirl identity, Barbara Gordon designed a new costume for Stephanie, more in line with the rest of the Bat families. It's equipped with Kevlar and carbon fiber reinforced polymer to protect against ballistic, flame, and electrical attacks. Stephanie's Batsuit also carries a wireless relay within the cowl, permitting her to remain in contact with Barbara. The suit also allows Barbara to monitor Stephanie's vital signs. Stephanie now also uses a collapsible bow staff similar to that the one that Tim Drake uses. It is implied that she had been trained by Cassandra Cain in using it before assuming the Batgirl mantle. So those are the powers, which, you know, is none, but there are definitely skills that go along with it. So it's all cool. It's all cool. You know, she's definitely part of the Bat family. Some fun facts. Fun facts about her. Stephanie Brown appeared in the second season of the Arrowverse series Batwoman, portrayed by Morgan Cohen. She also made her animated debut in Young Justice Invasion. A photograph of Stephanie Brown appears in the first episode of the third season of Titans. Dick finds a picture of her wearing a karate uniform among Batman's file of possible candidates for a new Robin, which is pretty cool. That's just like one of those little hidden things there. Stephanie will also be appearing in the upcoming CW series Gotham Knights, portrayed by Anna Lore. I don't know who that person is, but I think it might be a good time to look that up. Let's see. Anna Lore. Okay. Okay, I can see. If you look it up, it's A-N-N-A-L-O-R-E. She doesn't have a glamorous look. She's super cute, but she doesn't have a glamorous look. So I think this could work perfectly for Spoiler. You know, like, let her do what she needs to do. It looks like she was in Doom Patrol. So, yeah, I don't know who she was in Doom Patrol, but yeah, and Lego pieces can be unlocked to create Spoiler in the character creation feature of Lego Batman, the video game, after obtaining all the mini kits in the villain chapters. Spoiler also appears via downloadable content in Lego Batman 3, Beyond Gotham, and Lego DC Supervillains. So that's pretty cool. But let me know, guys, what do you guys think of Spoiler? Like, is she pretty cool? I think she's pretty awesome. I think that I really like her character, and I think that when they started writing her, they wrote her in the best way possible. She was a brat. You know, she just kind of did what she needed to do to mess up her dad. Because she loved her dad and didn't want him to keep getting into trouble. You know, and then she ends up making mistakes. She had a baby and she decided to see the pregnancy through when she didn't have to. And then she put it up for adoption, which I can't imagine how hard something like that is. You know, like, that's crazy. But, you know, putting the child up for adoption also leaves a huge window open down the road for the child to come back into her life in some form or fashion. And that's a whole nother storyline. So, like, I like that. But, I mean, she's done so much. So let me know what you guys think. Like I said, you can catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive. Use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can comment. I post superhero memes throughout the week, maybe one or two. I've kind of slowed down on it. That's my own fault because I've been playing Raid Shadow Legends, and I'm sorry. But I can't get back into it. You know, send me DMs. I get DMs throughout the week. I actually get quite a few. Email me. You can email me directly at b4, so b4itall@yahoo.com. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. I respond to everything. The worst that'll happen is I just like the comment. But, you know, because the conversation was pretty much over with whatever you said, like, you could have just responded with, okay, you know, or something. But, I'll definitely respond. Everything gets acknowledged in some way. But let me get into my favorite part. This is the power expansion section. This is where I look at the hero and I'm like, do they need a comic series? Do they need a movie? maybe a show, like an ongoing series, animated movie, animated show? Do they, you know, what can we do? Is it just something like they need to be in a storyline? I think I've covered it all. And with Stephanie, the thing I've always liked about Stephanie is the fact that she does make mistakes. And to me, this makes her perfect. Like, her imperfection makes her perfect. And because she's been developed as a brat, like I said earlier, and she ended up being so popular, she made it to an elite level of hero with the Bat family. And you can't help but respect that. So the easiest thing would be to suggest a movie, right? But I don't think a movie would do her justice, because we have to look. We have someone that came up from practically nothing. Like, her dad was a third-rate Gotham villain. Like, you know, that's just slightly above henchmen. So, I don't even know if third-rate villains actually get henchmen. But, you know, she came up from nothing. And we're expected to fit all of her development in a matter of a couple of hours. Like, no, it just won't work. And that's the only way you can really encompass this character in a positive way. So I think she needs an animated series. I don't even want to do like a live action series. I want to do an animated series. But the whole series would take place over multiple seasons, telling the story of her rise to fame. And we can start with her being the spoiler, you know, for the main reason of messing with her father's crimes. And then we can show her coming into her own as the spoiler, having adventures and even a budding romance with Robin. We don't have to put in the pregnancy, because that might be a little too heavy for kids. But, you know, we can show a lot of her actual history straight from the comics. This can also be filled with cameos, like a ton of cameos, which would be awesome for the fans, because I don't know about you guys. I may not even like a superhero show, but I'll watch it, or like get into a movie, but I'll watch it because I want to try to pull out Easter eggs and see what they've hidden in there. You know, that's half the fun. So from here, we can venture into her becoming Robin and Batgirl. Only return to the spoiler name. And it's great because she's basically gone full circle and returning to the beginning. I also think she makes a great female role model, because she didn't have it easy. You know, she went through stuff. She got tortured. She got her butt kicked numerous times. But she still rose above the odds and ended up being one of the best. Like, and if you doubt it, her popularity speaks for itself. I mean, she's taken on all roles in the Bat family. So, you know, what do you guys think? Do you have a better idea? Let me know. I would love to hear about it. Am I on to something? You know, where would you like to go from this? Let me know. I'm all ears. Like I said, you can comment, like, subscribe, share the video if you're watching on YouTube. I really would love to get up to 500 subscribers soon and get a giveaway done for you guys. I also really love hearing from you in general. Let's keep the conversation going. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. I use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. And you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. I'm going to head out for now. In the meantime, guys, I hope everyone is blessed. I hope my brothers in the Talk Nerdy To Me Network are okay and are able to take care of the things that they need to take care of. Love is going out to them. But yeah, everyone be blessed. Everyone be happy. Everyone be safe. Everyone be smart. And if you're not smart, don't get caught. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.